Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Smells Like Business, where you can learn more about the current and future state of cannabis, CBD, and hemp in Europe. Every episode, we talk to different cannabis experts and entrepreneurs, making it easier for you to understand the cannabis industry. I'm your host, Tom, and today we have Lorna Knudsen-Kolsbøl joining us on the show. Sorry, Lorna, if I mispronounced your name. It's a tricky one to pronounce, and I'm half Danish after all, so I guess I have to work on my Danish skills a little bit. On that note, this episode is all about Denmark, and more specifically Fyn, and how it aims to be one of the main medical cannabis hubs here in Europe, if not the main hub. I had the pleasure of meeting and interviewing Lorna at the Medical Cannabis Symposium here in Copenhagen last Wednesday, 30th of November 2022, and I just want to take this opportunity to give a quick shout out to Derek Light from Invest in Denmark for organizing a great symposium. It was a great place to network and learn more about what's going on with medical cannabis here in Denmark. The presentations were very interesting and on point. But back to this episode. Lorna is an investment manager for the city of Odense. For those of you who don't know, Odense is the third largest city here in Denmark and is located on the second largest island of the country called Fyn. The Danish government has retrofitted large-scale greenhouses to make them suitable for industrial-scale cannabis production, as well as help invest in lab testing facilities, making it far easier to get products EU GMP certified. Some companies such as Quantum Labs, Aurora Nordic, and Little Green Pharma have already jumped on this medical cannabis bandwagon. The city of Odense is going even further, taking all the necessary steps to ensure that the island of Fyn is the center of medical cannabis here in Denmark, if not all of Europe. So, if you want to find out more about what this small country's big plans are for medical cannabis, then I recommend giving this episode a good old listen. Hi, Lorna. Thank you for joining us on the Smells Like Business podcast. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. And thank you for having me and having us and listen to our stories about the medical cannabis in Denmark.
Oh, absolute pleasure. I'm looking forward to picking your brain a little bit about medical cannabis in Denmark and specifically Fyn and Odense, of course. And yes, right now we're here at the Medical Cannabis Symposium at DTI. Have you enjoyed it?
Definitely, I have. There's a lot of great people, first of all, so there's a lot of networking going on here. And also, the talks here is quite high quality. So I really enjoyed and I learned a lot, and there's a lot to talk about afterwards.
Yeah, I mean, these events, I mean, you learn so much, but of course, I think a lot of people come here also for the networking and then also to get their finger on the pulse on what's going on here in Denmark. So far, we've had some really interesting talks. Plant science, intellectual property rights in medical cannabis. That was very interesting. And then we had cultivation technology, talking about terpenes and cannabinoids. At the moment, we've got clinical research, real-world evidence. And then the last one, which I think you're specifically looking forward to, is patients and the Danish research. And we'll get onto that as well, talking a bit about the pilot program that Denmark's been doing. But first, Lorna, let's talk a little bit about you. So I know that you are the investment manager for the city of Odense. Perhaps you can tell us exactly what it is you do for the city of Odense and what that has to do with cannabis and medical cannabis.
Well, Invest in Odense, that's my department in the municipality. And our job is basically to create jobs in Odense. And to do that, we look at the strengths positions in Odense. What is it that we are actually good at? And for Odense, it is robotics, very industrialized, but it's also medical cannabis. All of a sudden, in 2017, when the pilot program was almost started, the two biggest producers in the world all of a sudden established in Odense. So we thought, okay, we can actually do something here. We hadn't seen it coming at all, I have to admit that. I know we were strong on horticulture, and in Denmark, of course, is strong on life science, and that's why they looked into Odense. So after that, we looked into medical cannabis a lot. And what we see is now, how can we help them create growth? It's a new industry all over the world, and especially in Denmark. So how can we help them grow? How can we help them connect? How can we help them use the opportunities we have in Denmark and the tradition for public-private partnership? It was two Canadian companies that established there. Aurora Nordic is still there. And then it was Spectrum Therapeutics that closed down for the medical part. But now Little Green Pharma is there from Australia. So we still have a very international environment. And a lot of them didn't from the beginning have like the idea of how to do stuff in Denmark. We can actually sit at the same table helping each other, even though you're competitors. And I think the whole pilot program has shown them that there's a lot of things that you can do together, even though you're actually competing in the end. That was what we tried to help them doing.
It's funny because throughout the whole industry, not just medical cannabis, I often say that You know, it's still very much in its infancy that I think it's more important to collaborate than compete at the moment, even if you are competitors. So that's really nice that Denmark and specifically the city of Odense sounds like you're trying to facilitate that. Do you know why these two big Canadian companies chose Fyn as their European base?
Well, within horticulture, 80% of all Danish greenhouses are in the island of Fyn. So we had a lot of know-how in that position. And then Denmark has a strong life science brand. We need a strong life science brand. We're a new industry, so we need to sort of build on something. They could have put their business anywhere where the salary was probably cheaper and things might have been easier, but they really needed to show that they did it correctly and safely. So I think that we gained a lot from that because they wanted like the Danish quality stamp. That's their words, not mine.
That's really good to know that these companies are not trying to cut corners as well, right? That they're actually going for quality because, yeah, like I said, it's not the cheapest place to set up shop or set up an operation in Denmark, but sounds like you get so much in return in the form of quality and quality assurance and also research.
Well, I think for the production sites in Denmark, we had the facilities there. So, of course, there a lot of things had to be done. If you take over a greenhouse that was usually used for like vegetables, of course, you have to do a lot of stuff. But you had like the whole ground for it. Also, the university in Odense was the first Danish university that had the permission to work with the UGMP, work with medical cannabis. So it was a good place to start up there. And from the beginning, there's been close dialogue with the university and the producers. That's sort of the way we work, because a lot of the producers said, well, we need a lab. We need lab facilities. We need competition on the lab market. And actually, now a lab has opened. So there is new business going on because of the producers. So that's basically also the way that we work here. We see, okay, with these producers, it's a good environment to be in for a new company, because you have the knowledge and you have partners to work with. So there is, when coming to Denmark, a culture of collaborating, and that makes you innovate and that makes you grow. And also the whole public-private partnership, of course. The mayor in Odense has been involved and he's visited most of the companies there and he's been involved and he talked to the national parliament about the medical cannabis industry and the issues there and how to help the industry and how we can make it grow. And there's a lot of collaboration also between like Invest in Denmark and the producers. So we have like a strong public-private collaboration that also helps.
Yeah, of course, the collaboration between public and private, it's just such a good transfer of information. And then, of course, if you're involving the university as well, that's even better. And let's talk a little bit about these medical cannabis pilot programs that Denmark has just done. I think it was a four-year program and they've just finished up, but they plan on doing another four-year program because what they discovered was inconclusive. So maybe you can tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, in 2018, we started up actually two pilot programs in Denmark. One for the production side and one on the patient side. A program basically about prescribing and using cannabis as a patient within certain sickness groups. And actually the production wasn't the key. The key was the patients who asked for it and they went straight to the politicians and then it was made. And then they said the politicians, to make this right, we need producers as well. So it was really a surprise for them that the production was growing so big and really so internationally from the beginning. So it started up as a patient project. And now, after 4 years, we can see that the production is actually going quite well, exporting to Europe and some of the rest of the world as well. And on the patient side, it's been different because you didn't bring in the doctors time enough. There was a lot of learning there. So the doctors and the patients have been like put a bit aside. Doctors need guidance. What is this product? It's a brand new product. We haven't started up the way we usually do with medication. And also, I think Denmark is more like a big pharma country. So we are not used to this plant medication. As I understand it, in Germany, they're much more into like herb and plant medication. So for them, it's not that big a step, but it is for the Danes. And on top of that, and I could talk a lot about this, but on top of that, I think because of the very strict things you have to go through in Denmark to get your product out, it has been the flowers that has dominated. And that's, of course, for a doctor, quite a big step when you're used to prescribing pills. And then there is a flower, it's from a plant, and you don't know anything about it. So of course, for doctors, it's been a huge step. And of course, science is quite expensive. And normally it's the industry themselves paying for the science. But here, the industry have done so much and used so much money on just basically get the production up and running. So it's first now that they can see that they actually earn money and have money to spend. So now they are talking about, we should look into the science as well. So it's been a really long project. And of course, that's too bad for the patients, basically. And everybody can see that even the doctors that are resistant about medical cannabis, they're skeptical about medical cannabis, they can see, well, we have some patients that we can't help in other ways with their traditional medication, but we don't trust the cannabis yet. We need some evidence.
Yeah, super interesting. So the doctors want to prescribe it. There are patients out there that want it, but we just haven't quite got there. And also the variety of products, right? Like you said, there's a lot of flower, but I think a lot of people, you know, they just want to take pills. That's what they know. You know, suddenly a lot of people also don't smoke as well. So all of a sudden they have to smoke a flower or do something like that. It's out of their comfort zone. Great. So, I mean, how developed is the medical cannabis industry currently in Fyn, and where would you like to see it go?
Today we have like four big producers on Fyn. Three of them are exporting flowers, some of them oils, to most of Europe and the rest of the world. And one of them is a German company. We are quite internationally. We have like a Canadian company, a Australian company, a German company, and a Danish company producing flowers. And we are the place where a lot of it is. I think there's a few around on Zealand, Copenhagen, and in Jutland, but most of them are on Fyn, definitely. And it's just been from end 2020, it was legal to export to other countries. And we're already now number two exporter to German market. So it is quite big. And if the market was there, we could produce for the whole Europe. There's huge, huge facilities that we see on Fyn, because that was the Canadian way, I think. So they just built it big from the beginning. And actually, that was also why Denmark was interesting to build in, because we didn't have a cap on production. A lot of other countries have that. In Denmark, you could just do big. So we have a lot of huge production facilities there. And for three out of four, they are already exporting. And the fourth, the German company, they're doing now a study in Germany. So they basically produce for the study. And as soon as that's gone through, I think within a year, then they're going to produce for Germany. So I think on the production side, we are quite good.
Certainly sounds like you're doing quite good there. So basically, just economics of scale, right? They just, in Denmark, it was possible to build big. And if you're going to go to another country, to another continent, especially, and set up shop again, you might as well do it on scale. I did not know that Denmark was one of the few countries that didn't have a cap on quantity. Really interesting. Great. So, I mean, are there more production companies, businesses knocking on your door? Let's say I wanted to set up a medical cannabis grow operation in Denmark, or in Fyn more specifically. Is that possible? And how would I go about doing that?
I'm going to spoil your question now, because I don't think if you're a producer, you should really have...
Come 2 to 4 years ago, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And actually, when we get questions from producers like that, it's difficult for us to find facilities, because they're obviously looking for quite big facilities. And we have a lot of greenhouses, but there's a lot to be done in the greenhouses. But what we are looking for now is companies that do the extraction, companies that put the oil in bottles, more like science companies, more like patient-oriented companies. So we're looking around the rest of the value chain now, instead of the producers. So I think what we also saw on this symposium, that Derek Light from Invest in Denmark talked about the waves, that we started with the producers, and now we move further. So now we are in the second or even the third wave. So we had the producers first, then we got the labs and the breeding companies, and now I'm talking now to like extraction companies and like people who has a business model within educating patients, educating doctors, and now looking on the Danish market. So if you're a producer, yeah, you should really be quick, but then patient and a lot of money.
Okay, great. So if you're thinking about getting into extraction or business that can surround production, or like you said, add to the value chain that's not production itself, come to Odense, come to Fyn, right? I mean, do you see that as a problem? Because I know that one of the speakers was also saying that there's actually too much flower on the market in Europe and that it's actually oversaturated. Would you say that's the case also in Denmark?
A lot of the producers have just turned down expectations and turned down production now. So they have this huge greenhouse area and use some of it. But then they like to turn up the lab facilities. So, okay, we can do this and we can have our own extraction instead and doing like trials and try to make the money on something else than the flower, because I think that's the way to go. Looking into like how can we make powder out of the flower instead of just the flower. And also a reason to come to Denmark is the whole collaboration. From the beginning, there was this called Clinical Cannabis Forum. It was actually started by doctors. He's coming later on in the program, but he wanted to involve the industry as well. So instead of doctors sitting in one corner and industry in another, he wanted to have like these yearly conferences where doctors and industry meets and where all the scientists and doctors talk about their expectations and their experience and their issues right now. And everybody can sort of hear and talk to each other and share their expectations, share their experiences. That's also what you get in Denmark, that we are a tiny, tiny country. So it's really easy to talk together. So obviously I would say come to Odense. It's in the middle of the country though. But Denmark is so small, so you can actually talk to each other and help each other a lot out. And I think that's also helping the industry a lot, because they can see, okay, what is it the doctors are looking for and how can we help them? And they learn more about their own products by talking to other professions.
Yeah, well, I feel the smaller a country is, the easier it is to manage. And I think if there's a lot of communication between doctors, patients, and then the businesses, I think that's a winning formula. Great, so I only have one or two questions left for you. The first is, what advice would you give to an entrepreneur who's thinking about entering the medical cannabis industry here in Europe?
It's almost cliche, but do your due diligence, because there's a lot of money spent wrong in this industry because there was these really high hopes. It was like this gold digging industry from the beginning. So a lot of money is spent wrong. It's getting more and more mature, the industry. What we see now is, I was in there from like 17, and in the beginning it was really, people really wanted to do it, but nobody really knew what it was like. Now it's more like a mature industry. There's sometimes I call it adult problems, but still it's like the industry is just not going on, and now we have the real industry problems and we can solve them. It's much easier now. So look into the industry, talk to each other, talk to the people who've been there. And I know that the companies, the producers especially, they're really eager to help because they're even more interested than anyone else to have an industry that works. Last year we had a small startup program, and the established companies was really eager to help and just gave all the advice for free because they've been through a lot. The whole applying for EU GMP, the whole dialogue with the medical agency in Denmark, how to do that, what to be aware of, which mistakes not to make, all these kind of things. So really ask for advice and talk to the people who've been there, because I think especially within medication, it's very different from country to country. So all your knowledge from France or from US or something, use it, but ask about how it is in the country that you're actually looking into.
Most people are actually quite friendly and approachable and are willing to share their information, and that's really good. Don't be too protective of your own ideas and be open to other people's as well. Great, so the last question which I ask all my guests is, if you could go back in time, is there anything you would do differently?
The answer should be yes, of course, because we made tons of mistakes, but it's natural in this industry because it is so new. So we keep making mistakes, and then next year we can look back and say, okay, that was a mistake too. But since it was a new industry, we basically started to help all over. So we've been in dialogue about like public affairs with the Danish authorities. We've been within, we worked within investments and how to get investments to the companies. Started help on startups, help on getting scientists more involved. As investors, we've just looked into everything that was possible. And maybe if we have been more focused, we could have helped more. But I mean, you have to be curious to see where the problems really are and like put a lot of boats out, and then some of them will sink and some of them will actually do great.
Nice. I just wanted to make one quick comment on something you said earlier, which is really interesting. You said these four big companies, they've had to maybe scale back down a little bit because of lack of demand, right? Maybe too much flower was pushed onto the market. It's a bit saturated. But it's nice to know that even these big companies, especially coming from the sort of entrepreneurial perspective, to see that they are, you know, willing to downsize a little bit and then use their facilities to try out other things, like you said, extraction and stuff. So it's nice to see that entrepreneurial flair is still present in food and with amongst these big companies, even in these big facilities, and that you can retrofit regular greenhouses into greenhouses for cannabis cultivation, and then maybe even be able to retrofit that again into some sort of extraction lab or testing facility of sorts. So it's also nice to see that it looks like a relatively high level of adaptability there.
From the beginning, the cannabis industry has said in Denmark, we want to be life science. Obviously, they do medication. Of course, they want to be life science, but they are still a bit different because they're plants. So how should we do that? And in the beginning, we were just very focused on the medical cannabis. And now we talked about the mistakes that we could have done different. But what we do now is we see now the industry has sort of matured and we are actually exporting and doing well and earning money, not as much as we thought in 18. But that was just back then. But now we actually see that they are participating in networks of biotech companies, of life science companies, and of startups within, not within cannabis, but within life science, because they have the same professions and the same knowledge and the same degrees from university. So I think that also helps innovate the industry a lot. So I just want to say you're correct that I think that the industry is, it's not just producers. There are actually a lot more going on, and we haven't seen it all yet. And I think in 3 years, we won't be able to recognize the business, because obviously they'll still do flowers, but we'll do a lot of other stuff too.
Innovation is a buzzword, but I mean, I think innovation is key. And like I said, I'm sure in 3 years, we'd have a completely different conversation, a completely different podcast episode. So super interesting. I might have to get you back on the show in 3 years and see what happens with Odense and Fyn then. Great. So how can our listeners find out a little bit more about what the city of Odense is doing in regards to medical cannabis?
Well, investinodense.dk. And there is also actually an inside report on the whole industry in Denmark. We do that once every second year. If you can research a bit on the website, you can find that there. And of course, you can follow us on LinkedIn. And maybe you write my name. It's difficult to say in English, but easy to find on LinkedIn and stuff. people are welcome to follow and contact me for questions. And actually, also every year we have like an investor conference, Odense Investor Summit. This year it was called Odense Investor Summit, Cannabis and Life Science. So where we also try to bridge the cannabis industry with other related industries, because that's where the innovation is. So we'll also keep in touch there on the events that we have.
Most certainly will. We'll make sure to share it with our descriptions as well. Thank you so much, Lorna, for taking the time to come on the show and discuss everything medical cannabis in Denmark.
Thank you for having me. Looking forward to 3 years where we can have the talk again.
Exactly. Great. So that was Lorna, who I just want to thank again for coming on the show. If you want to find out more about what the city of Odense is doing to move medical cannabis forward, you can check out their website at investinodense.dk. That's invest, I-N-V-E-S-T, in, I-N, Odense, O-D-E-N-S-E.dk. You can also find Lorna on LinkedIn if you want to reach out to her directly. There is a link to her profile in the description of this episode. Also, make sure to check out our website at smellslikebusiness.com and subscribe to this podcast if you like what you hear. I've been your host, Tom. Have a green day. Smells like business.